This is Craig Sigal from MentalToughnessTrainer.com with your guided visualization to master the pressure. Do not listen to it while doing anything that requires your full concentration, such as driving. So go ahead and make yourself comfortable and just let your eyes close. It's very important that you pay as much attention as you can right now to the experience of your breathing. Notice what it feels like each time you breathe in and breathe out. Notice the rising and falling of the chest and stomach. Notice the feeling of the air flowing through your nose, windpipe, and lungs. That's right. And now you want to begin counting your breaths, either as you inhale or exhale. And I'm going to keep talking to you, and all the while, you become more and more relaxed with each focused breath. So begin. And while you're doing that, I'm going to talk to you about some experiences you might have. And just keep counting. And you know. And you know you don't have to explain why it happened. In order to enjoy a comfort that you can feel later today. And I don't know exactly when that will be, but later on, you'll have the opportunity to suddenly discover how really well you're feeling, without any need to explain how it happened. So just keep counting. Let each breath relax you, and look forward to that time, and continue on your journey. Your journey, your path, your greatness, your performance under pressure. And I know that you can pretend, imagine, or just think about being in such a pressure situation in your sport or life now, can't you? I don't know if it's right before the big event or in crunch time when you really want to come through. Let your mind go back to a time when you felt that pressure before. Or maybe create a new scene in your future. Before an event starts and facing a stronger opponent. Or maybe time is running out and you're behind. Or maybe you're trying to hold on to a lead. And you can do this. Everyone can. Do it in your way, in your own time. Open your mind. Allow the scene to unfold like a theater curtain opening for the first act. Open your imagination to using all five senses in this pressure situation. Who's around you that you notice? Can you see any details of the location? If not, then just sense for where you are in your natural way of thinking about it. What does the ground or surface you stand on feel like as you await the big moment? Imagine for a moment focusing on what you hear in this situation. Are there any particular smells? Can you taste how close you are to victory? Are you fully there yet? Good. You make a mental note that the more you direct your focus in these crucial situations toward what you see, feel, hear, smell, and taste right there, that the feelings of pressure just seem to go away. You like how you take control of your thinking and make that happen, don't you? You might even get a little confident smirk of a smile spreading over your face and your head nodding as if you're thinking, I've got it. I own this. Bring it on. I want the ball. I thrive under pressure. Take a moment and use your own phrase or use one of those and repeat it to yourself right now while staying with your pressure scene. Those words vibrate through your muscles and tissues, creating reaching that perfect level of intensity. That feeling spreading from head to toes. You did that. You control your performance state by your choice of focus. You continue to prepare yourself for this big event by going through your routines, keeping your attention on the steps to executing a brilliant performance. Your body knows how to do this move, these moves. You trust it and keep focusing on the here and now techniques and your game plan. You believe in yourself and you stick to your plan. Go through that game plan routine right now while still in that pressure situation. Your routine is your friend. It's like your home. Your routine feels so good, so comfortable, so automatic. You know your perfect performance simply flows from it. You accept that comfort like a glass of ice accepts you pouring of your favorite drink from that bottle. How nice it is to quench your own thirst, to satisfy your desires. Stay in this pressure situation and enjoy feeling it. You play your sport to feel things, don't you? Acceleration, thrill, excitement, and now you're in it and you love it. Remember the word and it turns on a switch inside you that allows you to begin your action while in that pressure situation. And now you're ready. You let go of all thought. You let go of all control and take action toward that one focal point. That one spot. And when you hit it, you know you've won. And then everything works. Everything comes off beautifully. Feel yourself in that flow where your body does what it knows. Flawlessly, effortlessly, easily yet powerfully. You're focused and intense. You let go of thought. You enter into a sort of trusting. And you channel that pressure energy into precision, yet fluid movements, and the body just takes over. And you hit your mark. And now celebrate the success. Know that this is who you are as an athlete. Now let's go back to before this event. Let's do it all over again. Put yourself in that pressure situation again, or maybe a different one. Get into your five senses in this place. Slip into your routines and direct your mind to your game plan, strategy, executing the skills you know how to do and have prepared for. Feel yourself becoming calm and hear yourself say, I thrive under pressure. I live for this. I'm a clutch performer. Notice, however you feel, and I perform perfectly while feeling that way. You zero in on your target. You let go and you trust. Your body performs automatically. Back to the beginning and do it again. Be in that pressure situation. Five senses, routines, game plan, strategy. Feel that calm washing over you. I thrive under pressure. It's an and world. Focus on your target, let go and trust. Go through this over and over and continue on your journey as a champion. Notice how great you're feeling and know that you created it. I'm Craig Sigal, mentaltoughnesstrainer.com.